Wow, right now the Lord is restoring marriages right now.
Yeah.
He's collapsing division. He's dissolving hostility, hatred, bitterness, critical judgment, pain, offense. Well, for some of you, it's been years and years and years of built up hostility through repeated pain. It's patterns that have been in from the natural realm, from our experiences that we've walked through, that are continuing to drive and impact and release filters over our eyes and our ability to see each other rightly. He's removing it.
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour.
Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in to this week's What's Going to Be a very powerful, life-changing episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, me, Liz Wright. And joining me for today's conversation, I am so excited. I have two of my favorite people on the planet joining me, both exceptional women in their own right, in what they do as women of God, full of love, full of kindness, who both walk deeply with Jesus and are key members of our ministries team, that literally their lives are intercession for the body of Christ. So we are going to have a very powerful time today praying for you. What we felt in the Lord's heart was to pray for unity. Unity, so the reconciliation between husbands and wives and family members, if you have division going on in your life, if you're stuck in unforgiveness or resentment or bitterness, or others are stuck in that heart attitude against you, where denominations are divided against, where, you know, literally the enemy's activity to cause the house of God to be divided against itself and fall, we are going to come in agreement with the Lord's heart and see that assignment dismantled today in every aspect of it. So it's my joy to welcome into the conversation with me, Dr. Jeanette Thatcher and Nikki Beaumont.
Hello, Liz.
Hello, ladies. Hello, ladies. Okay, let's jump off. One of the things I thought, let's just start with John 17:20, which, so recently in our international mentoring community, we've been doing governance prayer, life prayer times. And very recently, this is something that the Lord's put very strongly on my heart, his desire that his prayer to Father recorded for us in John 17:20 would now be answered. And I know that for both of you, this has also been on your hearts, to see division collapsed, removed out of the experience of our lives as the body of Christ, like I was saying at the beginning, individually as families and then collectively. So the house isn't divided, the house is united, and we can begin to move as one, you know, like one puts 10,000 to flight. You can imagine the multiplication as all of us begin to rise as one in agreement, united. The enemy will be removed from the midst of us. So let's jump off there, and then we can just flow together. Hey, ladies, just whatever the Lord puts in your heart, we'll just come in agreement with that. So if you can right now, just get yourselves in receive mode. Track with us, flow with us, whatever we say that witnesses to you, just grab it and receive it for your lives. So just reading John 17 from verse 20. So this is obviously Jesus speaking to Father. And I ask not only for these disciples, but also for all those who will one day believe in me through their message. Of course, that's for all of us. I pray for them all to be joined, together as one. I can feel his spirit and his heart, the Lord's heart. I pray for them to be joined together as one. Even as you and I, Father, are joined together as one, I pray for them to become one with us so that the world will recognize that you sent me. For the very glory you have given to me, I have given them, so that they will be joined together as one and experience the same unity that we enjoy. Supernatural unity is something that Jesus asked Father to secure for us, and is he's made possible for us because his glory now rests in each one of us, right? So he's shifting us to be able to experience this grace, this reality now, today. You live fully in me, and now I live fully in them, so that they will experience perfect unity, and the world will be convinced that you have sent me. For they will see that you love each one of them with the same passionate love that you have for me. And then just jumping down to the bottom of that chapter, Jesus continues, and I will continue to make you even more real to them, so that they may experience the same endless love that you have for me. For your love will now live in them, even as I live in them. Whew, so let's start there. Let's come in agreement that Jesus will now receive the desire of his heart, and bouncing off from that scripture at the end, that you will experience today a fresh baptism of the love of the Father. Wow. Thank you, Father, for pouring out your Spirit, releasing a fresh experience into the deepest parts of every one of our hearts, so that we would have a foundation internally of such stability, rooted and grounded and established in your love, dissolving right now all rejection. Wow. Holy, any sense of separateness, any feelings of unworthiness, dissolving, melting away bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, filling us with your love. Wow. Can feel him doing it. Can you feel like the liquid love of the Father just pouring into people afresh and meeting those deep, deep needs, the needs that dissolve of the insecurity and the instability and the fear and the separateness and the bitterness and that self-preserving state of heart that we get into, where we believe the lie that we have to survive on our own because we feel there's a deficit of an experience of the love of Father. He's resolving that right now, which is the foundational need that we each have, that will begin, like Jesus prayed, that begins to bring forth the supernatural capacity to live in union with each other, to see each other rightly, to know our value and to see one another through the eyes of his heart, how loved each one of us actually are. Holy, wow. Whew, holy. Do either of you want to jump in there?
I was just sitting in that verse and another one before we jumped on, and I was taken back this morning to an encounter that I had of oneness with the Father. And I just wanted to share it so that everyone come into it. And it was, I had come into the throne room of Father God, and I couldn't see him. And I was just wrecked, and I fell prostrate on the floor. And the sound and the power and the life force emanating from Father God was just so overwhelming. You know, I could barely lift my head. And from inside of this power and this throne, Jesus stepped out from amidst the Father. He came out and he took my hand and he said, come with me. And he took me by the hand and I walked. I came right into the Father with him, and Holy Spirit was already in me. And it began to wash acceptance, full acceptance, into me. so that I was just starting to receive the Father's love. It's such a holy, holy place that from that place, then I couldn't be pushed off from the division that comes from the world or the rejection that comes, because I was seeing for one of the first times in my life the total acceptance that I have. And when we read those words, we're seeing Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as one there. But we're also seeing that Jesus gently brings us right into that place where nothing can divide us. And all the way back to Genesis, where the division started, Jesus healed it all so that we could sit as one, fully accepted with him, and be washed with the Father's love, so that our whole purpose really in life is to be in relationship with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And anything beyond that is temporal.
Yeah.
And yeah. So I just release that encounter over everyone. That's truth. That's the truth. The Father's love is here, right here, right now. We're not divided in nations. We're one nation with Jesus leading the way.
Yeah. I just love that. Yes. A holy nation, a holy priesthood. Yeah. Oh, I really feel the presence. So, and then after, I wanted to ask you, is there, after you had that experience, did you see a massive difference in how you lived internally from that point?
Yeah. Yeah. I know more and more all the time that when I feel insecurity hit me in any way, I turn my heart back into that, because it's just warfare coming in to me. That's the old way, but it requires us to be revitalized. You know, it says in Philippians too, it says God will continually revitalize you, implanting within you the passion to do what pleases him, his love to pour through us. Live a cheerful life without complaining or division among yourselves. And it goes on to say, for you will appear among them as shining lights in the universe, holding out the words of eternal life. The word of God is spirit, and it is life to us, and it renews us in every way, and it shuts down division.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Amen. I love it. So holy, Johnette. So holy. Holy, holy. So we agree that the love of the Father that you experienced, that each one of us would experience that today, right now. We agree because it's his desire.
Yeah.
Nikki, did you want to jump in there?
Yeah, my experiences, the thing I wanted to share was much more current, much more current, like in the last week.
Ooh.
Actually, having re-listened to your governmental prayer, which I was live on, but I re-listened to it again today, I realize it's probably as a result of that. Fruit of that. So my posture, as a result of an encounter many, many years ago, has been to be laying on like a newborn on the Father's chest. So I've always had this intimacy with the Father, and then the same encounter like 20 years later, thinking I hadn't really moved on an inch. So that's, I've really not had a problem with the Father, for the intimacy with the Father. And, you know, that's where I see myself all the time face down. But it's the giving and the receiving of love from Jesus that I've struggled with. I've known it in my head, but as of this week, I had this encounter from Song of Songs 4, which you yourself read, Johnette, earlier on this week. You know, where the north wind and the south wind blow in the garden. And I found myself between in an encounter in this wind, and this beautiful fragrance was released that I literally smelled. So I knew something new and beautiful was coming. But, and then Jesus took me into the garden of my heart, and there was this section that was really beautiful, and then there was this terrible section. You know, like behind your shed, you would never want to take anybody, and you really wouldn't want Jesus to go there because it was awful. And he laughingly said, you know, what's going on here? And I said, I really don't know. Isn't it awful? But there was no shame. You know, it was just like, I have no idea what that is. And he said, let's just have a think. And I had been pondering over some family situations that had been very, 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 very hurtful for many years. And it included things that were went on in my father's life and that are current with my kids, with myself, with my husband. But that have been happening for years, and that I have been releasing forgiveness over, but just hasn't shifted or changed. And he said, I want to deal with this today. So between us, we began to dig out this stuff. And he took me into a chamber of my heart when I literally saw cobwebs, which was like, oh my word, cobwebs, and a whole section that was dead. And he said, that's the result of the pain that you've held, you've not been able to deal with, and I'm going to deal with that right now. And he just healed it. He took out this massive, massive thorn. And I saw the thorn went through my heart. It went through my family's heart. It went through my father's heart. And it just went, it was so deep. It was generational and went right deep. And Jesus just took the whole thing out and renewed my heart. Completely renewed my heart. The fruit of that was the next day I was driving along and I passed the roundabout where my children used to go to school. And a memory came up of how my husband used to pick them up early to go water skiing. And I was shocked. I thought, you can't pick them up early to go water skiing because they're meant to be in school. It's naughty. But the headmistress of the school thought it was brilliant. And she said to me, you're not to worry about it because, you know, this is just fantastic. And he only ever does it on a Friday afternoon when they're already tired and all that. And anyway, look, I came back hours later after seeing a friend, and both of the kids said to me, you know, Mom, we were just reflecting on how Dad used to pick us up early from school and take us to school. And they both sent a text to my husband, unbeknown to each other, to say, thanks, Dad, for that. We think you're amazing. We really love you for that. And it was just that I just felt there was this tremendous healing that has come into the family, just as a result of that encounter with Jesus.
Wow.
You know, he really, really, really wants to bring family together.
Yeah.
And heal generational issues where there's been divide.
Yeah.
You know, sibling against sibling. Parents against kids, grandparents against children, cousins against cousins.
Yeah.
You know, because where the enemy can divide a family, that's where he has his power.
Mm. Yeah. Does. I can really feel, Nikki, Jesus's compassion very strongly while you're speaking. So can I invite you just to pray for this healing to happen, and we'll just flow with you. We'll come in agreement, because I agree with you. I mean, I know we're all feeling this very strongly, but right now, Holy Spirit's really on this. Like, Jesus's compassion's moving for healing to happen.
And so, Lord, I want to thank you that you created family, and you love family, and we're not just talking, you know, mother and father and children, but church family as well. And Lord, sometimes we can be in a situation where we've tried to forgive, we've tried to work it through with you, and it just hasn't really shifted and changed. But something has happened just in my life where I just know that you come in and you heal so powerfully. And so I want to release that same grace, that's right, same power of healing that you've done in my heart and done with our kids, with our family this week, into everybody who's listening to this, Lord, and who will listen back to this. Where there hasn't been breakthrough, Lord, we just want to release your breakthrough of healing and unity to come, and healing of hearts, Lord, where there has been generational division, where there's been generational bitterness, and where there's been feuding and separation, where there's been control and manipulation. And where some have felt utterly powerless to do anything about it. But Lord, you come and you heal because it really, really matters to you. It really matters to you. And you want us to be one, just as you are one. So bring your healing today. And, you know, my hands have been pouring with oil all day. I just feel the Lord absolutely is on this. Healing of families, healing of rifts. And, you know, just more than just, you know, healing so that you can talk to each other or tolerate each other in a room, but much more heart-to-heart healing, you know, where we can really, really relate to each other and love each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Jump on. Yeah. Go ahead.
Add to that, Nikki, that, you know, when that you sense that division or you feel that division or it's been there for a long time, I have found the practice of bringing God's word across these situations and individuals and even myself. You know, like I'll go to 1 Corinthians 13 and, you know, where it says love is patient. I will speak that into the individual and into myself, because I want the Father's love to move out. And it's not just once a day. I tend to do it, not ritualistically, is to move in the spirit, because my words that they are spirit and they are life, that I'll speak those verses over them until I see changes in myself. So I keep the Lord's heart posture of love towards them. And I see the change, and I have seen the change in my own family, both my family and then my husband and mine and my children and their beautiful wives and grandchildren. And I also do the release the Beatitudes, you know, the Sermon on the Mount, the character traits that we're to carry into our marriage with Jesus, so to speak, and I'll see the change. And I was reminded when you were speaking that in John 15 it says you must continually let my love nourish your hearts. And so by me taking the position of releasing that nourishment to them, then in the spirit it's changing and it's shutting down the junk that's coming in that says we're unworthy or they're unworthy, because love is filling me to the full and overflowing in the spirit, you know, so it's changing everything in the quantum realm.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, amen. It's the truth, isn't it? And his word never returns to him void, having not accomplished his intention. And his intention is that we would be whole, that we would see each other through the eyes of his heart, that we would be in real unity, supernaturally empowered unity, oneness. Ooh, Holy Spirit. Ooh, Holy Spirit. Ooh, Holy Spirit. Wow. I felt Holy Spirit then speak that straight into so many of our hearts for marriages. Ooh, wow. Right now, the Lord is restoring marriages right now.
Yeah.
He's collapsing division. He's dissolving hostility, hatred, bitterness, critical judgment, pain, offense. Well, for some of you, it's been years and years and years of built up hostility through repeated pain. It's patterns that have been in from the natural realm, from our experiences that we walk through, that are continuing to drive and impact and release filters over our eyes and our ability to see each other rightly. He's removing it. Right now, the Lord's removing it. He is removing the division that he's been put in by ultimately the enemy that's causing families in the body of Christ to collapse. Ooh, wow, wow, wow. And we come in agreement with each other and with you as a family right now that the divorce rate in the church will collapse.
Whoa.
As families are now supernaturally restored, husbands and wives filled with the supernatural love of Jesus at the center of them, and that baptism of the Father's love so saturating our hearts that we live from the experience of his love towards our significant relationships, our husbands, our wife, our children, our friends. Ooh, wow, wow. I feel like as well the Lord's restoring our ability to be compassionate and empathetic. He's giving us an increased ability to be sensitive, to be the safe place that we all desire to be, really, for the ones we love in our life to come in and be surrounded with acceptance and unconditional love and affirmation, and to be championed on in life so we can come at life, into life, from that place of true, authentic strength of united relationships. Oh, holy. Oh, holy, holy, holy. Wow, I can feel him breaking division still, breaking division. If this is you right now, just break agreement. It doesn't need to be complicated, right, ladies? It's just break agreement. Like Jesus said, you know, recorded for us in the scriptures, Satan has no agreement in me, therefore he has no power over me. So as you break agreement with the intention of the enemy, which is to divide and destroy the house of God, our houses, our relationships, and collectively, there is no agreement in us, therefore Satan loses his capacity to have power over us. Okay. I'm going to stop there for a moment and just let you ladies jump on in if there's anything else you want to add there. He's collapsing divorce. He's collapsing division right now. He's collapsing it, dissolving it. Whew, wow. We're rising.
I just want
rising.
To say, I think what happened in my heart was as he healed that, I realized that I had a huge capacity to love Jesus that I didn't have before, but also to receive his love. It wasn't just to give him love, but it was also to receive his love. I just had that deficit of not being able to receive it. I wanted to, I knew it was there. I just wasn't able to receive it. And that's what I really pray that as a result of what the Lord is doing today, that those of you who've not been able to receive the love of Jesus or the love of the Father or the love of the Holy Spirit, that today there'll be a shift. I decree and declare there's a shift that's happened today, that you will feel his love, and therefore you'll be able to love him back, and you will be able to love all those around you.
Yes. Amen, Nikki, out of the overflow. Out of the overflow.
Yeah.
We will love. Amen. I love that.
Yeah. What were you gonna say, Jeanette? Resetting ourselves into receive mode, you know, and being fully present, so that when we're fully present and turning in, that we'll see it coming and just grab the fiery dart that's trying to divide, you know, and we're sitting and receiving his love continually flowing through us.
Amen. Opening ourselves, to his supernatural faith dispensing through is enabling us to just continually, like you say, be in receive mode. Amen. Absolutely. So that we become nurtured, coming back to what you said, nourished by the truth, nourished by the one who is the truth, nourished by his love, filled as overflowing vessels, fruitfulness streaming from our lives as we're literally reset, living in the experience of our union again, in the context of our marriages, our significant relationships. I really feel this. Like, so we come in agreement. He is causing us to rise up as shining ones, as supernatural people, visible, filled with God, different level. And there's going to be tremendous fruitfulness as we do this, as we rest into him and allow him to fill us again. Because that's it. The secret, it's not really a secret, is to experience the love of Father, right back to the beginning, right? To experience his love, to experience the love of Jesus, and to live as overflowing vessels, as conduits of his love to everybody around us. So we simply are able to love. We can see rightly. We're secure, so we no longer need to self-preserve and live in this horizontal reactionary level in the natural, in our relationships, because our primary concern is the other. We're free because we're satisfied in his love to love the other. And so we're loving supernaturally. Whew, yes. Amen. Is there any, we just have a couple of minutes left, ladies. Anything else that's in your spirits that you think, oh, I just need to share that? Holy Spirit, is there anything else that you want us to say as we conclude? Thank you. for what you have done already today. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Jesus. There will be, we agree, no division at all in the body of Christ, in our homes, or in our families, in our significant relationships, in amongst churches, ministries that are polarized over doctrinal difference and historic wounding. We thank you, Jesus. We are, irrespective of our doctrinal differences, we are still one family. Your spirit, your glory is in all of us, in all of us. Therefore, we are yours and we belong to each other. We are one family. And we come in agreement today and decree that that will be our experience. It's the truth, and we will experience the truth and therefore walk in freedom that comes as a result of knowing the truth. Thank you, Jesus. We agree. We agree. All of us together.
Yeah. We agree.
Yeah. Unity, unity, unity. The enemy will not have his way. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to divide a house against itself so it will collapse. And we have no authority. And as we have come in agreement today, we are in a position now, spiritually repositioning ourselves to now come in agreement for unity and healing to happen in our cities and regions and nations, and where we see division dominating. And we are now in a mindset and a heart attitude of unity and a desire for unity. We therefore opposition to move in authority, to start to see where division and hatred and hostility is ruling and is the order of the day in certain parts of the world. And that's where the Lord's taking us to, hey. He's like, he's raising us up to be one voice, to be united in him, to see correctly as he sees, and to begin to shut down the chaos and the destruction that's happening right in front of our eyes. Yeah. This is governance, right? This is governance. We are in agreement with the heart of God, which we've just read in the Gospel of John. We've just read the Lord's desire, Lord, make them one as we are one. So we agree, Jesus, make us one and position us to govern across the nations of the earth together, one with your heart, to see the enemy's tactics to divide and conquer and destroy collapsed. Whew. Holy.
Amen.
Holy. Start with us, Jesus, fully and completely. We just want to radiate you, manifest love in the earth. That's what's happening, isn't it?
Amen.
That's what's happening. We're rising, shining ones, taking position by the grace of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We agree. Done. So we pray for incredible miracles. Do send us in your testimonies as they happen. I mean, I could feel the shift happening today. So yeah, freedom is your inheritance. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Ladies, thank you for jumping on and being with me and praying today. It's such a treat to have you both with me.
Love you, Jana.
Love you both.
And love you.
We love you too, guys. Have the most wonderful week. Enjoying Jesus, loving people supernaturally, and I will be with you again next week. God bless.